We are up to Mem Chet Amud Beis. And again, we're going to start again from Tana Rabbanan, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line from the top, 48b. Tana Rabbanan. Mekayimin avadim, you can hold avadim in your house, she'enem molim, that are not mal, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva ain't mekayimin. Now the question is, and this we didn't address yesterday, where did Rabbi Akiva get to say that you can't? And the question is going to be even more severe after the next few lines. I'm a Rabbi Shmuel, I'm a benavish ben avavcha. Doesn't the pasuk write in other pasuk? It says keep an eved has to keep Shabbos, and then it says ben amascha, who is being included? Must be there's two kinds of avodah. There's the eved kanani, and there's the eved that's not an eved kanani. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, Amalei Lekeach eved ben ashmashes lehispik lemaylakas medaber. It's talking about a person that bought it and didn't have time to do milah, so he can keep him around till Sunday. He can keep him around till and then do bis milah. Now, why can't Rabbi Kiva learn the pasuk shat? Why is he making such a daichik? The pasuk is talking about in a case that he couldn't do bris milah. Meaning, had Rabbi Shmuel not had a pasuk, okay, you hold this way, I hold this way. But I have a pasuk, Rabbi Shmuel says. So Rabbi Kiva tells him, oh, the pasuk is talking about a specific case. But what's Rabbi Kiva's source? Why is he doing this? Meaning, if Rabbi Kiva had... usually what happens is as follows. Rabbi Shmuel has his pasuk. Rabbi Kiva has his pasuk. Rabbi Kiva dashes his pasuk. What does Rabbi Kiva do with Rabbi Shmuel's pasuk? And what does Rabbi Shmuel do with Rabbi Kiva's pasuk? Again, mask him. What pushed Rabbi Kiva to do this? Where does he get that from? Meaning, you're right. If Rabbi Kiva had a source, and then he has to deal with his pasuk, so he says his terrors. But if he doesn't have a source, why is he doing this to the pasuk? Read the pasuk simply, like Rabbi Shmuel. Zuck Taitzus, that Rabbi Kiva holds. First Taitzus wanted to say it's a drabonim. Then he says it can't be, because if it's a drabonim, so why is he telling him shot in the pasuk? In the pasuk, Rabbi Shmuel is right. So Taitzus answers, Ema Kaiman. So Taitzus answers that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to mal his avadim, that there's an obligation to mal avadim, that means the Torah doesn't want you keeping avadim without a bris milah. That's what it says. Rabbi Kiva's source is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, you must mal your avadim. Why does he must mal his avadim? It says in the pasuk, Hashem said to me. What? Why doesn't Tyson bring the pasuk? The Gemara doesn't say pshat Rabbi Kiva. So whatever I'm going to tell you, you're going to ask me why doesn't the Gemara say it?
If he had the pasuk.
Again, we'll try it again. The Gemara has no pshat Rabbi Kiva. It doesn't bring Rabbi Kiva's source. So whatever source I will give you, you'll turn to me and say, why didn't the Gemara tell me? Again, Tosfos starts off saying Rabbi Kiva's rabbinic because he has no source. So Tosfos, where did Rabbi Kiva get it from? It's a drabbanon. We don't want non-avod kananim in your house. It's not healthy for your kashrus of your house. That's what Tosfos says. Then Tosfos says, if that's the case, so what's the kashin Rabbi Kiva from the pasuk? The pasuk is deraisa, and the drabbanon made an iser. If Rabbi Kiva agrees biblically, so then why are we dealing with the pasuk? Zaktaisis must be Rabbi Kiva's biblical. Okay, where did he get it from? The Gemara doesn't tell us. So whatever Taisis is going to say now, you're going to come back and say, why didn't the Gemara say it? I don't know. If Taisis can bring 18 sukkim, Taisis he figures it out. He went through Chameshukum Shetaira looking for a source.
The Gemara didn't know that.
The Gemara did not know Chasu Shom. The Gemara didn't feel it had to tell it to you. I don't know why.
So
I don't know why. It can't be so obvious because Taisus started off saying it's Rabbanan. Right? But for whatever reason, the Gemara never explains Rabbi Kiva's source. I don't know the answer to that. But I can't ignore the fact and say he has no source. And because his source, whatever it is, he says a pshat in a pasuk that you would interpret as a daikik. if you buy it Erev Shabbos afternoon. The Pasuk says, V'nabesh ben amascha. Why say that the Pasuk is talking about if you buy it Erev Shabbos afternoon?
What else would it be talking about?
Anytime. But give me some more words. There's a concept of a ben amascha who's not an Eved Kenani. That's Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. Comes along, Rabbi Akiva says, no, when you bought it there on Shabbos afternoon.
I agree to you that it means that it's a non-Gamal Eved, and it means that he didn't have a chance.
Why? Why are you saying that, Rabbi Akiva? Why can't you learn that? Why can't you agree to Rabbi Shmuel? What forces you not to agree to Rabbi Shmuel and therefore say this Pshat in the Pasuk?
It doesn't say my time or Rabbi Shmuel, it says
Amar Le Rabbi Shmuel. Right. But but he's giving a reason. The Gemara never gets into Rabbi Akiva's reason.
Well, why can't you say, Lo Sia Tueva El
Bitzefa? He's not a Tueva, he's a man.
Lo Sia Tueva El Bitzefa. He could be doing things when you're not around or they can mess everything up. He's in the kitchen and he's putting flesh and milk and whatever it is. No, I said. That's why you need circumcision. So he said, when he's in circumcision, then he's a gear, right?
Let him pick cotton.
When they do circumcision, he'll become a gear.
Yeah, he'll become a mitzvah,
right? But if he pours your wine, it's not yet that
thing. No, but he's saying he's an Eved Kenani you can trust. He keeps mitzvah,
right.
We hope.
Yeah, that's force.
Well, it's enough Shiloh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Tueva refers to a person.
Comes to Rebbe's house to clean, whatever it is. You want
a Goya, right? We're politically correct. A Goya, a non-Jewish woman.
Aren't you scared? She's there by herself. Are you scared that she may be putting the milchus of the flesh in the part of the village? Yes.
No.
You're not?
You should be.
Oh. Rebbe doesn't got you to
be in the kitchen.
How do you know she's not doing dishes in the wrong place? Rabbi first has the story that he says a guy went to Florida for a week and he let his live-in stay. And he told Rabbi first told him, it's a shayla halacha. You're leaving her with the dishes, she might tramp it up. Never would do a thing. You should see how careful she is. So Rabbi first said, put in a camera. He put in a camera. When he came back, he watched. Oh, did she tramp up that kitchen? Because I don't know what they were talking about.
This story's not as good, but I remember once in our house, we went away maybe for a day, I don't know what it was, and we had a couple workers there. They went, and they went to Burger Queen or something, and they
Burger
put
Sunday,
in the microwave.
How do you know?
What?
How do you know?
They asked me afterwards.
I walk into Granada and said, you're not allowed to leave a guy because he might trade up conditions. They state in halacha. People are saimach on yaitzim and nifnas. They come in. If your wife's home, or she comes in and out. That's okay. Anyway, let's go back. So that's Titus's answer. Going back to the thing, Titus says the source is Avraham Avinu. He was commanded to do it. Therefore, so far we're fine. We're going to run into a problem, but meanwhile we're fine. And that is, since Avraham Avinu was commanded to malus avadim, we know now you're not supposed to have avadim. They're not malus. Except if you buy it Friday afternoon, what are you supposed to do? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Bein Hashmash Shaler Shabbos LaHispik LaMaylai. U'mavirui HaKosav L'Rabbi Al-Avdai L'Nuach B'Yayim HaMachras. The Torah is warning the master, don't make your Eved work the next day for you. B'Leah Shabbos HaBa. The next Shabbos is not going to be Negeya. Sharaf L'Maylai. You have to mal him Shabbos Zuhin this week. Even the mall, this Shabbos means week. Even the mall, mikra achar nafkim l'han yinuch avdechot. V'lekam amukil av evit shemom. Zog to Gemara Vayter. The cool alma miyas, but everybody agrees, v'inavish ben amascha v'evit arul ksev. The v'inavish ben amascha is not by an evit kanani, it's an evit arul, the non-evit kanani. My mashma, how do you know? Maybe it means an evit kanani. The Tanya, the Brisa says, v'inavish ben amascha, Be'evet aro akasim edabe. Ato ayim be'evet aro ayin be'evet mo. Brisa says it's talking about the non-mauled evet, the non-evet kanani. How do you know? Maybe ben amascha is your evet kanani. Shuai b'lamay yinuch avdecha b'amascha k'maycha. The pasuk has another pasuk saying that an evet kanani has to keep Shabbos. Har evet mo lomor. Amani mikayim inavish ben amascha be'evet aro v'evet aro. So because it's an extra pasuk, everybody knows it's talking about an Eved Aron. Then Rabbi Shmuel uses it as a source that I'm allowed to have an Eved Aron. And Rabbi Akiva says, it's only when you have no other option. That is where we're holding now. Now we go to the next case. The same pasuk that says, V'nafesh ben amoscha v'hag, says the next word, v'hager. Now it already said, why does it have to repeat v'hager? Dr. Gemara, Zeger Taishav. This is talking about a Ger Taishav. A Ger Taishav is not a Ger Tzedek. He did not accept Taryag Mitzvahs. He keeps Taryag Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. He's not an Oyvah Avodah Zarah. According to the Rambam, he has to keep Taryag Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach because that's what Hashem told Moshe in Sinai the Goyim have to keep. But he's a Ger Taishav. Now, here is a major machloikas v'shaydim, a very mechudish dikarashi. So I'll learn taisas of shat first, which I rarely do. So what is a ger taisham? He's a guy. He can eat nevela. So what do you want from him in Shabbos? So taisas learns that just like the ben amoscha can't do work for you, the ger taisham biblically can't do work for you on Shabbos. A regular guy who's not a ger taishav, biblically you can ask him to do something for you on Shabbos. Rabbinically, he's prohibited. You're prohibited to ask him. A ger taishav, he's like a ben amoscha. Since he's a ger taishav, you have a biblical restriction from asking him to work for Shabbos, for you. That's how Jesus learns. Just like, because he's a ger taishav. Because he accepted the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach in the correct way. So therefore, the Torah made a biblical issur to ask him to work for you. Just like Ben Amoscha, he's your Eved. He's not your Eved Knani. He didn't do Bris Mila, he wasn't a Kabbal Mitzvahs. But the Torah said, you're not allowed to work with him. Biblically, he can't do work for you. So a Ger Taishav can't do work for you. That's how Taishav learns. That's how most Rishonim learn. According to that, a Ger Taishav doesn't have to keep Shabbos. He can eat the Vela. He can drive a car on Shabbos. He can do whatever he wants. He just can't do for you. Rashi says a chiddush nifla that since hamachal Shabbos kaivin avedis gechavim, when a guy becomes a ger taishav, he accepts upon himself all the things that are like avedis are. And a ger taishav has to keep Shabbos. He can eat the vela, but he has to keep Shabbos because since machal Shabbos is kaivin avedis zara, and a ger taishav can't serve avedis zara, by coming a ger taishav, he now has to keep all those things that are similar to Avodah Zarah. That means he has to become, let's read the Rashi. Zok Rashi, it's a Chiddush Dika Rashi. Taisus jumps all over him. Let's read the Rashi. Ger Taishav. Shekim Alolim Shalom Avodah Avodah Zarah. Here's a guy that was Makabal, he will never serve Avodah Zarah. He's not a Yid. He didn't do any Geiris. He didn't go to the Mikvah. He didn't do nothing. He's accepted upon himself to be a good guy. V'aychum Nevelis. He continues to eat the velas. So Trashi Vizero Yakosav Allah Shabbos, the Mechal Shabbos Kaivin Avedis Kechav. Since he now became a Ger Taishav, he gets not only Chiv of Avedis Zarav, but anything that's like Avedis Zarav. Taishav says, what? He's a guy. There's a Rashi. It's Rashi Shita. It's one of the famous Rashis. When you tell people this Rashi, this is a Shas Rashi. Rashi says that Ger Taishav is mechuyev to keep Shabbos. And the issur for a guy to keep Shabbos doesn't apply to him. A guy to keep Shabbos is Chayim Misa, not a Ger Taishav.
What is a Ger Taishav?
A guy, well, the Machlokes Rishayim. Rashi learns he is mekabel himself will never serve Rabbi Nezara. Other Rishayim say he has to mekabel all Shabbos Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. The Rambam adds he has to mekabel Shabbos Mitzvahs B'nei Noach because Moshe and Sinai said that a guy has to keep Shabbos Mitzvahs B'nei Noach.
So, he's a guy or he is?
He's a guy, but he's a Ger Taishav. He's a middle, he's somewhere, he's not Eved Kanani. No, he's not Chayev in Nevela. He can eat treif. He doesn't have to put a mezuzah on his door. He doesn't have to wear tefillin. He doesn't have to wear tzitzis. He doesn't have to learn Torah. He doesn't have to daven. He's a guy.
What is the abstract of this kid to think that he should work for him? Why should he own
it? He's your neighbor.
He's your neighbor.
He's your next door neighbor. He's a Ger Taishav. He's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. A guy's not allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Ger Taishav. He's your next door neighbor. On Shabbos afternoon, you would like him to do something for you. Now, again, rabbinically, you can't ask anybody. Biblically.
Do for himself, but he can't even do for himself, according to
According to Rashi, he can't even do it for himself. Chiddush Rashi.
Am I ready?
Chiddush Rashi. To Chiddush the Rashi. I'm telling you, this is a Rashi that, like, if you want to really shock somebody, you say, there's a guy Tyson has to keep Shabbos. It's a Rashi. Tyson argues. All the Rishonim argue. They say, no. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos. He's a guy.
Well,
he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. The only Mechal Shabbos Kaver Avedizar. Only Mechal Shabbos Kaver Avedizar. It doesn't say about Yom Kippur. What? But they argue. You know, they say that's not what it means. It means he can't work for you.
Am I ready?
I want to say this. Every time we have this thing, kid, like...
Again, see, Avram, let me explain to you what the problem with your question is. You're questioning Rashi.
No,
you can't question Rashi. You accept what Rashi say instead the other Rishonim argue. But Rashi's saying not like you. But this is not a question. This is arguing on Rashi's assumption. You're telling me that Rashi doesn't know how to read the Ka. That's what you're telling me.
No, I just wonder what that means.
He says what he means. This is not a legitimate, you should be mindful of me, but it's not a legitimate question. Because Rashi knows exactly what you know. I just heard you say that.
When do you say the same thing? It's just a joke.
It's not a joke.
I think the joke is what's the word called? A guzma or something for you just to understand better. When do you make that difference?
It's a great question. It's a great question, but again, you can't. This is not an allowable question because Rashi said exactly the opposite of you. That means he knew your question and rejected it. It's not like how do we understand Rashi? Rashi said, "Mechal Shabbos Kaver Avedizar."
Do you make
the
pillar? You cannot pour wine. Come behind that.
Right, that's true. A Yid that's Mechal Shabbos for Hesia knows Shabbos and Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. His wine is behind that. Yes, Rabbi Shem, what's your question?
It says, Ger Chasher Bishorecho, what does that refer to? What does that mean?
A regular Ger Tzedek.
Does that mean that he has to live in Eretz Yisrael?
No, he just, why does it say Hashem Bishorecho? I don't know. I think it means a Ger, any Ger.
So, okay. So,
all right. Something about that.
Confusing.
Sorry?
For you. Thank you.
At time is that Ger Tzedek, but I ain't a Ger Tzedek. Zok the Gemara, maybe Vim Nafesh Ben Amoscha Vagir means a Ger Tzedek. Shoyim Rebbe Ger Chashev Shereach a Ger Tzedek Omer. Amani Mekayim Vagir, Zek Ger Tzedek. Weiter.
So when a Goy is born, until he's Mekabel, the Zion Mitzvah,
he doesn't have
to keep it.
Chas V'shom. Well, let's put it this way. He's not chayav until he becomes mature, whatever maturity means.
At 13 or 7, whatever he said, 9.
Right, 9.
He's not the couple, nothing. All he wants to do is tough
life. He's chayav in Zion mitzvahs. Every guy is chayav in Zion mitzvahs.
Every Jew doesn't have to have his own Kabbalah, right?
Right, correct. A guy doesn't have to have a Kabbalah either.
So what's the everyone is a Ger Tosho.
No, he's not. They're not Ger Tosho. They don't keep it. And Ger Tosho has to commit himself to a new way of life. Let me explain. If all Goyim kept Zion mitzvahs the right way, they would all be Ger Tzedek. You're right. But they don't. They serve Avodah Zarah. The Ger Tzedek is the guy that goes against the trends. He will no longer serve Avodah Zarah. He says, I am not going to serve Avodah Zarah. I'm not interested in becoming a Jew, but the 7 Noahide laws are very important to me. I will accept them. The Rambam adds a caveat. The Rambam adds he has to do it because of Moshe and Sinai. That's a chiddush of the Rambam. What? The Rambam says yes. Now, I explained to you the Ger Tzedek is the Gei of us. Why is it called the Ger Tzedek? Even Avodah Zarah is not allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. In the time when Yidden controlled Eretz Yisrael, and somebody walked in and wanted to live there, with Eved Avodah Zarah, we said, there's no room for you in this country. In this country, we have no Eved Avodah Zarah. A guy comes in and says, I won't serve Avodah Zarah. I will keep the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. And I will keep them according to the Rambam, because Moshe said in Sinai, we let him buy a house, let him live here. And we have a Chiyuv Tzedakah for him. The Chayimach. We have a chiyuv to support him. He's a guy. But he's a guy that does it the right way. So we support him. They're not Avodah Zarah. But according to the Rambam, they're not Ger Tesha because they didn't do it for the right reason. But they're not. They believe in Hashem Echad. It's not so simple that Christians are Avodah Zarah. They are for us. But they do Shituf. It's a big shayla. I don't want to get involved in that now. It's not the sugya now. Baiter. But that's not what. It's not the most common. But according to some Rishayim, it's probably the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. There are those that say that to be a Ger Tesha, you don't even have to accept the other six, just the Avodah Zarah part. So that Rashi quotes only Avodah Zarah. He doesn't say a word about the other Zayim Mitzvahs. I'm cheating, and I'm saying like the Man Diamond says all Zayim Mitzvahs. But the Gemara of Avodah Zarah brings the Man Diamond and says only Avodah Zarah. That's it. To be a Ger Tesha. He can keep on being machal. I mean, doing Gilei Arayos. I mean, he might be Chayim Misa, but he's not.
A regular guy, he's a Zavukavo, can't keep in Eretz Yisrael.
Can't live in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, so a very simple question: a Jew who doesn't do the mitzvahs, born Jewish,
not Orthodox.
He's not Orthodox, right? Jew, he's not even a Zara.
He's
a different thing. Do you know when you don't do a mitzvah, it's a Avodah Zarah?
Oh no, we're starting it all. Come on, please.
If you're doing a Veira, if you're doing Shabbos, you're not. It's even a
little bit. Here we go again.
Not Shabbos, anything.
Right, we got each trade in Zayvon Avodah Zarah.
There's other things, okay?
Tell me other things. It's not Avodah Zarah.
No?
No, where does it say that? I mean, he's getting share for being Baal Anita, but he's not Avodah Zarah. Where does it say?
Because if you don't listen to Hashem, it's Avodah Zarah.
You cannot.
Okay, I knew this would happen. Here we go. Here we go.
Why? Hashem says one thing, and you're not doing that. What is it then?
Mitzvah?
You know, let me ask you this. Guy has parents, and the kid doesn't listen to his parents, so it's not his father? Okay. Now here comes the part that's going to... I'm waiting for the question, but let's do the Gemara first. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Halakeach Eved Ma'eved Kechavim. Somebody buys an Eved from a guy, V'loi Ratzalavu, and the guy refuses to become an Eved Kanani. The owner tries to persuade him, and he tells the owner, I'm not interested. Megalgal Ima Yajud Beis Chaydish. You can keep him for 12 months. Loi Mo, if at the end of 12 months he doesn't agree, Chayzer Omeichel Levi Kechavim. Go resell him to a guy. You got a year. Amru Rabbana Kameidur and Papa command the Loik Rebbe Kiva. This is not like Rebbe Kiva. The Rebbe Kiva, Amayim Mekayman. He said, you're not allowed to keep a guy. You're not allowed to keep him. You're letting him keep him a year. Amalu Rapapa. Afilu Tema Rebbe Kiva. Even tell you it's going like Rebbe Kiva. Hani Mili Hechad Loi Paskila Milsa. I'm going to learn like Rashi's second shot. When can't you keep him? If you didn't make up at the beginning that you're giving him a year. Aval Hechad the Paskila Milsa. But if at the beginning you say, listen, sir, I'm buying you as an evidence, you got a year to come around. Then Paskil, you made it up. Then you're allowed to keep him. That's what the Gemara say. This is second shot in Rashi. Again, the Gemara said you can keep him a year. So the Gemara Bakiva said you can't keep him. So the Gemara Bakiva said you can't keep him when you buy an Eved, stop. And then you start. But if at the beginning you buy him and say to him, listen, sir, I'm buying you. You got a year to come around. If not, I'm reselling you. That you can keep him.
Come around to what?
To become an Eved Kanani.
So he is, during those 12 months,
he's not an Eved Kanani.
No, but he's doing mitzvahs or not?
He doesn't have to do mitzvahs.
But he said, I will convert it after the 12 months.
No, he didn't say that. You told him that you got a 12 months to come around. If not, I'll sell you. That's Rashi's second shot. We'll get to Rashi's first shot soon. What?
Where he did abandon his previous ways, he said that...
He translated it like the first shot. I'm learning the second shot in Rashi, which Rashi says is the main shot.
Okay.
That's the next Gemara's kasha. Frak the Gemara. Ihachi kamerle Rabbi Kiva b'lekech haven ben hashmashas. So why did Rabbi Kiva have to say v'inafesh ben hamoscha? Is when you bought him Friday afternoon. Lishnu leha. Why doesn't he answer? During that first year, it's v'inafesh ben hamoscha. You made up at the beginning. You're keeping him for a year. During that year, it's v'inafesh ben hamoscha. You're right. He could have said that. He gave you another answer. He could have answered this as well. Now, this is where it gets a little bit difficult, because Tysus says we learned it out from Avraham Avinu that told he has to malavad them. So where did this year come from? If it's Daraisa, so where did this year come from? See, if you learn it's rabbinic, which we proved couldn't be, so you can say, but I made up a year. But if you learn it's biblical, and it's learned that because Avraham Avinu was commanded to Zmal is Avadim, so where did Rabbi Shulam Levi get this business that you can tell the Eved, you got a year to come around, and then you can keep him for a year? But where do you see that? If it's a pasuk, it's a pasuk.
Well, since when do you see everything in a pasuk? I mean, the pasuk says, Gemara Dara Dara.
Where is the drasha? It's a deraisa. You can't make things up with deraisa. That's the problem. I have no solution. I have no solution.
Who asked the question?
Who asked the question? I did.
Oh, I thought you said there should
be more. I did. Zuck Rashi. Zuck Rashi, Ha'amar e Mekayman afili yay mechad. Hani mili day Mekayman. We're going to learn the first chat first. Hani mili goi paska la milsa. Goi kibu me yaylam li zgayer. Goi paska me yusay. Hechad goi paska. Now, I translated the Gemara like the second shot, that the owner makes up that you have a year, or the owner doesn't make up. Right? You're not allowed to buy an Eved unless you tell him you got a year to come around. That's the second shot in Rashi. The first shot in Rashi is the Eved has to commit himself when you buy that within the year he's going to come around. And if he doesn't, you can't buy him. And if he doesn't come around, you have to sell him. Hegel like Paschal Lemosin, like Kibbul Me'ailam Liesgayer. He never said he would be Megayah, but the Pasuk Megusai. When you bought him, he said, okay, I'll work on myself. I'll come around. When his bias was his Gayah, he said, you know what? Give me time. I'm going to come around. I just have to think about this. I hear you loud and clear. Judaism is great. I'm willing to become an Avakanani. Then he said, I changed my mind. We give him a year. At the beginning, he said, you know what? I'm willing to become an Eved Kenani. You bought him. You bring him home, and he said, you know, I changed my mind. I'm really not into this. I'm not into this. So since he agreed originally, you get a year to persuade him again. But if he originally never agreed, you can't buy him. That's the shot Archko brings. That's the first shot in Rashi. Lishna Achrina, Hanimili, the Amekaiman. Hegad loy pasik lemilsa, shemekaiman stab. He just stamped bought him. Hegad the pasik, the amrla. He told him when he bought him. Hareini megal geimcha yud beis chaydish. I'm going to keep you for 12 months. Imloy timlo emker etzlo. Mutter. Davi gabek eskir ba'alma. Rashi says when you buy him like that, you're telling him this is a temporary avdus. I'm buying you temporarily. I'm not keeping you around more than a year. I'm buying you now as a temporary. It's an eved, but it's a temporary. It's not a permanent relationship. If you buy him permanent, you're not allowed to have such an Eved. You buy him temporary, you're allowed to have it. That's Rashi's second shot. In the first shot, Rashi says that the Eved has to commit himself to be Megayer. Then he changes his mind. You got a year to persuade him again. But if the Eved doesn't commit himself, I don't care what the owner says. Can't buy him. Second shot, Rashi says it's not up to the Eved to commit himself. You can go to the Eved and say, listen, I'm buying you as a temporary. I need an Eved for a year. I'm buying you as a temporary. I'm selling you off unless you come around. And a temporary wasn't included in Avraham Avinu's Tzivui. Dr. Gemara right.
Rabbi, can
Shalach
I ask a quick question?
Rabbi Mishmei Drabaloi. I'm sorry?
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, you can.
The protocol that we had with non-avadim of dissuading them actively, going through the whole spiel of, do you understand that you're going to be hated, that we're a hated people, yada, yada,
that's
yada.
That's not by avadim, only by gerim.
But
you want a slave? You have no protocol. We tell him, we'd like you to become a Jewish Eved Kenani, and we don't try to scare him off.
So my
that
question
protocol
is
when a guy comes, a free man, and wants to become a Yid. But when you buy an Eved, we want him to become an Eved Kenani, so you can have your Eved. There's no protocol.
So why aren't we concerned that the conversion will not be heartfelt and sincere, and that he will therefore keep your kitchen kosher? I mean, why aren't we concerned bringing him into the house that an insincere conversion is going to lead to other problems? Why do we want this?
The only thing I'm not sure is the real answer. My speculation is he's an Eved. There's a fear element here. There's a fear element. He committed himself, and if he doesn't keep it, Mr. Master is going to get very angry. See, if he didn't commit himself, he can tell the master, listen, I never told you I was going to do this. But if he was accepting the mitzvahs of an Eved Kenani, now the master says to him, you promised, you're my Eved. There's a fear element that doesn't exist by a free person. Beat him. An Eved Kenani? Yes.
So he obeys, but do we want a fearful convert because then he can work for us? Is that it?
I mean, that's the answer. You're right. That's exactly what the Torah permitted. See, let me explain this. This protocol that we went through with the guy was not biblical. It was the Rabbanim way of establishing authenticity. It wasn't that the Torah demanded this protocol. The Torah says the guy comes to become a ger, he becomes a ger. The Torah doesn't say try to scare him off. The Torah doesn't say that. Right? It's a rabbinic thing that we try to scare him off. We learned it from Ruth. Naomi tried to scare her off. Right? It's a rabbinic thing. They didn't institute that by an Eved because people need Avadim. Now, you're right. It's a gamble. We hope that the element of fear, you know, works. Again, we don't live in a society of slavery, so we don't understand relationships of slaves and masters. So, you know, it's hard for us to put ourselves into that position. Just like we don't understand the position. I just saw somewhere that somebody got sentenced to 40 years in prison for speaking against the king of some country in Asia, I don't know, or in Africa.
I know, but
40 years in prison. Half the country would be locked up. Yes.
But flipping it around the other way, you know, we have been victimized by forced conversions as well. Lahavdil, you know,
dealing biblically, meaning you're dealing practically. Is it a practical thing to do? But the Torah allowed it. The Torah allowed you to accept the ger without checking his ethnicity also. It was a drabon on chumrah that we want to make sure he means it. But that wasn't instituted by slavery. You're right. There's no doubt that there's some kind of gamble involved in having an Eved Kenani. You're right.
The gamble is so big, in my mind. The gamble is so big that I just wonder, why is that outweighed by
I'm a partial abi on you. There's a guy captured by pirates. He's in a slave market, and he's destined to be a slave. Like it or not, he is stuck with slavery. He got caught by pirates. They are selling him off as a slave for the highest bidder. They don't care about his life. They don't care about anything. They care about making money. He looks around, and there is an angel yid with a beard and payas that wants to buy an Eved Kenani. But he tells him that it means having to keep mitzvahs. But he's a nicer owner. He's not going to beat him. He's not a rough guy who's not sophisticated. Remember, we're not dealing in the Western world here. We're dealing in a regular society where the guy, and we're pretty rough, and the guy says to himself, like, what are my options? Should I go with this guy and commit myself to live that life? As hard as it might be for me, but at least I'll be treated half humanly. Or should I go with this other guy that might make not me make keep any mitzvahs, but he'll, who knows what he'll do to me?
Now,
if I don't keep the mitzvahs, this is going to sell me off. So looking at it from that angle, the Eved has a reason to want to keep the mitzvahs. He has a reason to commit himself. He might not like it. His options aren't much better. He doesn't have a chance here not to be a slave. He's gone. He was captured by the pirates. He was kept in the hold of a ship for 2 months.
The grateful, happy slave narrative is a great Avi impression. But it doesn't really, in my mind, satisfy what I was worried about, and that is, regardless of whether he has a good life, does he believe? That's all. Does he believe?
Honestly, that's a great question. I don't know the answer. I can't prove anything.
Okay.
He has to comply, that I know. He complies. We assume he believes. Compliance makes us assume that he believes. I don't know. But I'm not answering your question. I'm saying I really don't know the answer.
Okay.
I mean, he has an option of saying, I don't want to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. Then he'll get sold off. We're not forcing him, except for Shimon ben Elazar. We don't force Avadim to accept mitzvahs. We offer them that option. He has an option of saying, I can't live this way. And then the Yid will sell him off. Now, according to this Gemara, he gets a year. Zot Gemara
Vayter. Does the Torah differentiate, is there any differentiation between a person that voluntarily sells himself as a slave or someone that was captured?
Again, we mentioned selling oneself as a slave, but we didn't really understand why a guy would want to do that. We did mention it. The Torah only differentiates whether you own his guf before tefillah. That was the only differentiation that we made till now.
Honestly, speculating
what I'm going to say now, I assume most slaves don't sell themselves. Most slaves are bought in the slave market. Why would a guy usually sell himself? Why would that be a norm?
Well, because of Evan Ivry, because he either got caught stealing or
Ivry, get that out of years. This guy's stuck for life and his kids and his grandkids and his great-grandkids. He becomes chattel. And Evan Ivry's a 6-year contract. That's basically what it is. He works for an owner for 6 years. 1 hectare that the owner can give him a shivcha kananis. Besides that, he's a regular yid. He davens with minyan, he wears tefillin, he learns Torah. He does everything. He has a job, a commitment of 6 years to work for his master. Not an eved forever.
But even
this guy is selling himself as an eved forever. How, again, it can happen, but how frequent is that? I would think most slaves that are sold are nebuch. They were caught in war by pirates, and they were turned into slaves. I mean, human rights wasn't so big. They were slaves. Like it or not, they lost. They became slaves.
And that was the normal order of the world at that time.
Exactly. By the way, it exists now too, but underground and not so much.
Are they legitimate today, underground? Are they legitimately avadim?
Oh, but people get sold into slavery today.
And they have the...
human trafficking. You ever hear of human trafficking? It's only znus? Yeah, but they're owned. They're owned for znus, but they're owned.
People don't think it happens. It happens all over.
Yeah, human trafficking is a big business. And the person that is an eved becomes an eved. A shifcha. For good. But the bottom line is, she lives like an eved. She's locked up somewhere.
Illegal.
Of course it's illegal. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
All the signs. I don't see them, but people tell me the signs.
Something is not clear, right? Shalach lei Rav, Shalach Rav Mishmei Rav Eloi, v'chol Rabbi Sai, Amruli Mishmei. Rav said in the name of Rav Eloi, all my Rebbeim said it to me in the name of Rav Eloi. Eza Avro, Evan Arl, Shemutu Lekaimai, this is a new Kiddush. You can keep an Evan Arl, the Shalokai Rabbi Amanat Shaloi Lamailai. If you specifically state, I am buying you, but you're not my Eved Kanani, I'm never going to make you an Eved Kanani. So listen to the Heterim we just gave. You can buy the Eved and tell him you have a year to come around. Or you can buy the Eved and say, I'm not interested in you being an Eved Kanani. You can remain this way forever.
What's he doing? He's working.
You'll be his Eved. Well, he can't work for you for Shabbos because we eat Nafesh Ben Amascha. He's an Eved Kanan, an Eved that didn't, that you told him at the beginning, I'm buying you, but I have no interest in you being my Eved Kanani. I don't want you to be an Eved Kanani. I have no interest. But the lawyer said, yes.
Did he do
Tevila? No, nothing. In fact, the Gemara, like Rabbi Akiva. This is not like Rabbi Akiva. You're Rabbi Akiva, I'm a Mekayman. Rabbi Akiva's also Maskim. How did you lech loyasni about that? When can't you keep it if you didn't make it a condition in the sale? I'm lech loyasni asni. If you made it a condition in the sale, it's a condition in the sale.
What does that mean?
You, when you bought it, you say, I'm buying him on the condition that I don't have to make him an Eved Kanani.
What was the problem with not making him an Eved Kanani?
No problem. It's a fact.
No. What was the reason?
Rebbe Akiva said you can't keep an Eved that's not an Eved Kanani.
Why?
Well, he learned it out from Avraham Avinu.
Okay.
And now we're, as I said, we've just turned Rebbe Akiva around. We've given a lot of loopholes. That's why a few minutes ago I asked, where did Rabbi Akiva get these loopholes if it's learned out from Avraham Avinu? That was my question to you a few minutes ago. And you asked me, who asked that question? I said, you asked me. Play back the tape. So according to the end of the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva had three loopholes. Number one, if you bought him Erev Shabbos afternoon, you don't have to mow him today. One minute. Number two, and in the two we had a two pshatim. Either you bought him and he promised to become an Eved Kanani, and then he retracted, you got a year to persuade him. Or according to the second pshat in Rashi, you said to him, I'm giving you a year to become an Eved Kanani, and that's okay. Because if not, it's a temporary. That's why that was an exception. It's a temporary. Or the third exemption is when you buy him, you say, I'm not interested in an Eved Kanani. I don't care about you becoming an Eved Kanani. I'm buying you as an Eved, not an Eved Kanani. That's the difficult exception, because you can do that to every Eved and not make him an Eved Kanani. So the bottom line is, you can have an Eved that's not an Eved Kanani. All you have to do is speak it out when you buy it. You're not even limited by year. You have no limitation. If you buy it Stam, you have to make him an Eved Kanani.
What was the
Erev Shabbos? You bought him Erev Shabbos afternoon. There's no time to make him an Eved Kanani.
Okay, and?
So you can keep him Shabbos without him being an Eved Kanani.
But Kanani said they have to do it.
Exactly.
There's no Kenyan.
Unless you spoke out that you're giving him a year, or unless you bought it tonight, then you're never going to make him an Eved Kanani.
It's a
hanky
timsa that you bought
him.
It's not a loophole.
It's not a loophole.
The next day you gotta do it.
Right, but it's a loophole for Shabbos. Fine, so don't call it a loophole. I don't care what you want to call it.
There's really no difference.
According to Rabbi Akiva, you buy an Eved, you don't have to make him an Eved Kanani, even if you didn't say a word. According to Rabbi Akiva, you buy an Eved, you have to make him an Eved Kanani. Unless he said he promised, then you get a year, or you said I'll give him a year, or you said I am not making you an Eved Kanani.
But there's no difference.
If you speak it out, there's no difference. That's what I'm saying. If you build it on a pasuk by Avraham Avinu and then you add these things, I don't know where they came from.
Can you go only on real Eved Kanani?
Yes.
So this guy.
That's a cat from IT Dime. You own them from IT Dime. You can sell them to anybody you want. Yeah, Kenyan Aguf comes with Mila and Tfila. That's what we said it for 2 months ago.
That can be sold to another yid.
Yes, you can't sell them to
another yid. Well, the guy who has to accept to be an Evakanai, whatever the deal is.
No, this case,
it's
the guy.
Let's do that. Let's talk to Gemara Beit. I'm Reb Kahn. I'm into the Shemaita Kamei. So why did Reb Akiva have to answer and talk about you bought an Evan Ben Hashmashas? Well, his speak the my light. Listening to Leha. Why doesn't he answer that the case of Yinovish Ben Hamascha is I bought him not to become a Yid, not to become an Evan Kanani? So he told Matameich Lishn Lehach. Why didn't he answer the case that he has a year to work? Elachad Mitreitz last time, you know, come on. You're right. Reb Akiva could have said three possible answers. He picked one. He could have said you made a tonight at the beginning. He could have said you made the year deal. He could have said a whole bunch of answers. He picked one. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Lishmaitza. Hai terusa de rabbaba deichu de pasuk lemilsa de mashina. Lishna ikon de pasuk lemilsa. He yachol de kaimaka yud beis chaydesh. Can keep him 12 months. Chad mitrei taimit shani lay. He answered him one of two reasons. The chol rabbaisa amru li mishmei de rabbaloi. All my rabbeim told me the name of rabbaloi.
Any other rabbaloi?
Yes, that's my Ziyadayim. I don't know about Yaitzim Hashem Bayim. I don't know whether it'd be Yaitzim Hashem Bayim. I don't think so, but I have no proof. Somebody asked me this question about 5-6 weeks ago, maybe in Daf. Somebody asked me, an Evan that's not an in Daf, somebody asked me. An Evan that doesn't become an Evan Kanani, he remains an Evan with all these whatever left. Does he go out of Hashem Bayim? I don't know the answer.
Hanik
Tanik is by Evan Ivry.
I'm still bothered by this, Ruby. The Erev Shabbos seems to hate each other, right?
I don't, so
the same thing should be, what happens if the Goy is not mature enough yet? It's the same, it's just a Hechi Timsa. It's not a
So what? So that's fine, but it answers the problem.
Number four then, I'll be four now. He wasn't mature enough.
I don't know what that means.
He wasn't mature, right?
He was a cotton. So he can't be Mekala Mitzvah.
You have to
mow
him, though.
You have to
mow him. That doesn't mean anything till...
That's not true, because when he gets older, he's stuck. I mean, I don't know what would happen.
See, I'm trying to say to you, there's no answers. It's just a situation.
See, I honestly, I'm going to offer the following thing. I can't prove I'm right, but I think I'm right. You buy an Evan that's 10 days old. You mechuyev to mow him and title him, and he becomes your Evan Kanani. I don't know if he has a choice when he becomes mature to say, I'm not an Evan Kanani. I think he's like a boy, in a certain sense, like an Evan has a kid. An Evan Kanani and a Shifchi Kanani have a child. That child is an Evan Kanani automatically. I don't know if you buy an Evan that's 10 days old, and you mow and you table him, I don't know if he has a choice to get out of it. I don't know. When a ger is Megayer at 10 days old, the father brings his kid at 10 days old to Megayer him, and bar mitzvah he has a chance to say, I don't want it. I don't know if that applies to Evan Kanani. I don't know. I don't think so, but I have no proof. Merit Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Everybody, have a wonderful day.